Who was the first person you told besides your husband?
I called my parents in North Carolina. I didn't really know what to expect. I was just in a panic. I've always been independent. I have always been on my own, done whatever I needed to do. I'm not the kind of person that calls home every day. All of a sudden, I was faced with something for the first time in my life that I felt kind of afraid and unequipped. I was just thrown into a tailspin, and so I reverted back to mommy. My birthday is the 31st of August, so This was late September. So just a few weeks ago, I had turned 38. And, you know, up until this diagnosis, my biggest panic was, oh, I'm approaching 40. And now all of a sudden I'm like, well, wait a minute, will I even reach 40? You know, all of a sudden now it was a goal and not something to be feared. I was like, wait a minute, I want to reach 40 now. Now I need to. So I called my mom and dad and I just cried to them and I said, I don't know what to do. I don't know if I'm dying. I don't know what to do. And they reassured me. My mom asked me if I had told my sisters, who all live in different states and countries. And I said no, that they were the first people I called. And my mom said, can I call them? First, because it will help you. You won't have to keep saying all of this over and over and over again. But also because it will help me, because I need to say it over and over again. I need to process this. I need to get it into my head.
Wow, your mother sounds amazing. Is she a therapist?
No, just a really cool lady. So she just said, can I call your sisters? Can I tell them? I need to, you know, I think she needed to do what I was doing. Mm-hmm. I needed to call my family. I needed to get that reassurance, and she needed that. She suddenly felt alone where she was, and she needed that reassurance, and so she was like, can I call your sisters? Can I tell them I need that bond? I need my daughters. I need my family. This is too much for me alone. And so I said, yeah, would you do that? So she called one by one. She called my three sisters, and then one by one they called me. And since now they had been told, I didn't have to go through all that beginning, that I have something to tell you. So they called saying, Mom just called. What can I do? What's going on? How are you? And so then I could just jump right into the emotional support.
Great. So did you find that you got a lot of emotional support from them?
I did, and I still do. I get a lot of emotional support from my family. It took me quite a few years to tell cousins. My grandparents I never told. They died not knowing. I couldn't do that.
And why didn't you tell them?
I guess I didn't want to disappoint them. I didn't want them to change not what they thought of me, but I didn't want them to be afraid. I didn't want them to be afraid that I was going to die. You know, I didn't want to disappoint them and change how they felt and the relationship we had. I couldn't deal with that.
After you told your family and your sisters found out, and did you tell friends?
Yes. I told my closest childhood friends. I called them up because they're in New York and in Florida, places I've lived and where I grew up in New York. So I called my childhood friends, and I told them one by one. And they were all very supportive. And then my friends out here, I did a rather crazy thing. Well, first, my most intimate, closest friends, I one by one invited them to dinner. And so I would have them over for dinner at my house, and I would cook a nice dinner, and we would sit down and talk. And then I said, I have something to tell you. And then I told them, I know you know that I've been very, very ill. Well, this is why. This is what it is. And ironically, a dear couple that I invited over one night to disclose my AIDS diagnosis looked at me, and I had known them now for 5 years, looked at me and said, well, Shelley, then I guess it's time we disclose. And I said, what are you talking about? And they said, we both have AIDS also.
Wow.
Yeah, I did not know that. So here we were now. We had known each other. We were very close friends, saw each other every week for 5 years. And by my telling them that I had AIDS, they admitted that they both did too. It was weird. Very weird. Because now they knew it for years and years. I had only found out for maybe a couple months.